This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado Republicans in Congress are supporting the reconciliation bill pushed by the White House. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado Republican Representative Jeff Crank says President Trump did a good job trying to unify Republicans during a Capitol Hill meeting Tuesday, but Crank adds it's a tough challenge.
We don't have a ton of margin, for sure. It's a tough balancing act, but I think having the president's has to be engaged to get it done, right? And he's definitely engaged.
All four of Colorado's Republicans have signaled support for the bill, but there are some in the party who still have concerns. Republican Lauren Boebert says Trump's message to the caucus was clear. Don't further touch Medicaid and vote for the bill that contains much of his legislative agenda. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A Christian summer camp near Bailey is suing the state over its gender policy. CPR's Tony Gorman.
The gender policy at Camp Idaraji, which is a portmanteau that means I'd rather have Jesus, separates campers based on sex when it comes to the use of bathrooms, showers, and bedrooms. The State Department of Early Childhood adopted new rules requiring licensed camps to allow campers to use such facilities based on gender identity. The nearly 80-year-old camp applied for a religious exemption from the state but was denied. Officials are now seeking an exception in federal court. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
It's mostly sunny across Colorado. Around Denver, its high is just above 70 and getting warmer toward the end of the week. This is CPR News.